Hello again, everyone. This is H. Bosch Jr.'s Triple E's Education Empowerment Entrepreneurship. Today's guest is Sina Hickey. Real quick, what's mom and dad's background?
So mom grew up in Germany. She's German. Went into biology. She studied tropical diseases and spent some time studying in Tanzania. And then when we moved to the U.S., knowing biology in one language is very different. So here mom became a German teacher, and I know she's touched such an incredible amount of people. She's my favorite teacher. I had her as a German teacher. So we didn't grow up speaking German, and I learned it later, or relearned it, I should say. Dad is an English professor. He specializes in African and Caribbean literature.
Oh,
and
wow.
Yeah, I mean, so the influence of both of them was very international, thinking about, you know, we grew up in international films, international music, The Sanctuary. You know, I've seen Salif Keita here, and my mom loved like Fatoumata. You know, like these are the kind of influences that I had growing up. Yeah, so that's definitely where I get my love of art is, you know, you just see the world and it's a creative place.
Tell me the mechanics of making a documentary film.
Well, I think everybody approaches this very differently. And I think I approach it very intuitively. And at some point, I feel like in the 90s, it totally flipped of how a documentary film looks, right? Or maybe probably the 2000s. Maybe you've seen it, right? It was like a certain kind of music, zooming out. And at a point, people realized that you can make an exciting, riveting documentary film with a lot of different processes. For me, I work very simply, I'd say, with some simple edits and storytelling. I am really interested in people's stories, personal stories, and I'm also interested in social justice stories. So I love to work with organizations. I think that's a really great tool, again, of working in a community-focused artist, is that I can use my skill as a documentary filmmaker to highlight the importance of organizations, like an alternative to incarceration organization, Young New Yorkers in Brooklyn, or this really amazing art exhibition, Race and Revolution, or you know, people traveling. I think is there's so much that you can do with a documentary film, and it's becoming increasingly accessible, which is fantastic. So more and more people are learning the magic of documentaries.
Okay. With the right training and equipment, could someone produce a documentary without anyone helping them?
For sure. I mean, we had what was that great film that was created on an iPhone? Like our smartphones also have a pretty decent quality. You could create, and also a documentary can be a minute, you know? I mean, what is a documentary? Oh, I love that we're challenging this concept of like, what exactly is a documentary? Like maybe these self-documentation on stories or whatever on social media, those are in a way documentaries. Like, I don't think we have these clear defining boundaries between what is and isn't, but 100% you can make a very simple documentary. And I would also encourage, recently I had a family member pass, and I was really fortunate that I sat down with them, my grandparents, and documented them and asked them about their life and upbringing and went through family pictures with them. And that is a really great way for everybody to start to do your own documentary. This can be audio, it can be photo, it can be video, but sit down. Like, Bosch, have you interviewed your mom?
No, my mom passed away years ago, but I have some very fond memories of her. I'll tell you what I did real quick, and I wound up losing that. I went and did a family background, like a family, searched my family tree, and I met my uncle in Alabama, who was 88 years old at the time. And I did what I call my little version of a documentary. I sat there, I asked him questions, and I filmed him. But I'll talk to you more about that. Yeah, that's something you got to ask me, all right? Because this is about you. So you basically answered my next question, because I was going to say, how long would it take, worst case, best case? But you just said it could be as short as 1 minute. So let me go to my next question. Which do you like better, film or photography?
I mean, they're two very different things. I mean, same now, working at Hudson Mohawk Magazine. Everything has a very different muscle in the brain. Remember, we were talking about documenting event, and I really think that you should only focus on one medium when documenting event, because it's a very different muscle. It's a very different way of experiencing an event. One, you know, I mean, like creating this, what I love about photography is in an event, you can hold this really still moment. You can freeze this movement, this, you can get a certain kind of energy. And with a film, you need to think about the viewer not getting dizzy, having audio, then you have audio with it. You just have different conditions to work under. And in audio, you have a lot to the imagination, because now you don't have all these senses that you do in video.
Great.
So I can't compare any of them.
All right. So let me close out with my last couple of questions before we run out of time. Who inspired you and mentored you in your career?
Well, one, I mentioned that I was an intern at the Sanctuary 10 years ago, and I do feel like Brand Miller has been really influential in, and Steve and you know, everyone at the Sanctuary, but editing, I love what filmmaking can do to tell stories of social activism. I mean, I learned a lot of what I know about editing, filmmaking, from working with Brandon Miller and the Sanctuary. So that's definitely been a huge mentorship for me. I mean, I feel like you're going to have to edit this one out differently a little bit.
Well, that's okay. That's okay. Let me go to my next question then. So are there any plans for a documentary on yourself in the future? Real quick.
No, I'm not interested in documenting myself.
Okay. give me some of your biggest achievements in your career, your highlights. We're definitely editing.
Yes. I see we're at like 25 minutes.
Yeah, but there's dead space. Go
ahead. I love editing.
Yeah, so okay.
I definitely take that approach, right?
All right, I'm sending this to you. All right, anyway. Yeah, give me some of your achievements, because you've done so much in such a short period of time, and it's so impressive. So impressive.
To that, I would say, I mean, I will mention a couple, but I went into photography, filmmaking. I never went to photography school or filmmaking school. And I thought, okay, I was a farmer for many years. I was a teacher for many years. And, you know, like, do you have to take this certain path in order to reach success? And
okay, real quick. Because you see, we're running out of time. Go ahead. I want you to get that in.
I thought you were going to edit.
Yeah. But I only have, you know, Zoom. You only have a half hour.
All of these different experiences, I think, are make to the ultimate success. Last year, I worked on Paper Girl, which was incredible. And I worked with Annie Del Hierro. And that was, you know, to actually do this interactive, engaging, audio-based, but also visual and installations as street art project that we got connected with people throughout the world. That I think is definitely a highlight, but it's hard to really pick one thing out.
Okay. Well, Sina Basila Hickey, continue to let your light shine. All right. And we appreciate you. This is Inez Bosch's baby boy, H. Bosch Jr., your overcoming adversity specialist, doing what I'm made to believe.